On the other side of the peninsula, at the Theatre on the Bay, a wonderfully entertaining production. Excellent, in fact, The Producers.
I start giggling just thinking about it. And the only thing that The Producers and Master Harrelson boys have in common is a similar time era. You know, this is also just after the Second World War. But, you know, for no particular reason, I've never really sat down properly and watched The Producers. It's really a delicious musical romp, and it's based on the premise that one can make much more money by producing a Broadway flop than you can by producing a hit. And it's one of Mel Brooks' most famous productions. But the reason I never sort of got into it was probably because Mel Brooks' film To Be or Not to Be, in which he stars and his beautiful wife Anne Bancroft, and it also deals with the Second World War as a topic, was a huge family favorite. And in fact, it was so bad that we have conversations in To Be or Not to Be speak, you know, mimicking the action and falling over ourselves laughing, because that's what Mel Brooks does, also in The Producers. And I'm so happy that I now know that, thanks to Peter Turin's production of this hilarious musical under the direction of Joseph Pitcher, who's a director with a CV as long as my arm. Now, just quickly, Max Bialystok is a famed Hollywood producer, and his new young accountant, Leo Bloom, who has aspirations of being a Hollywood producer too, they come up with this cockamamie scheme of producing a flop in order to make a lot of money. Casting Alan Committee and Richard White as Bialystok and Bloom was genius. And together they are as funny as Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis and Some Like It Hot. And that's funny. Add to that a super hot secretary, an aspiring actress with the impossible name of Ulla Inga Hansen Benson Jansen Tallinn Hallensfaden, impeccably performed by Raquel Mann, the inimitable Terence Bridget, who has a master's in the art of OTT, as the production director, Roger Debris. We have Earl Gregory as his Camp as a Flamingo assistant, Carmen Gia, and you have a hit. It was supposed to be a flop, but it's a hit. And what I loved about The Producers is that one gets to see some of our best musical theatre character actors who get a chance here to show what they are capable of. In Africa, I don't envy us having to choose a best supporting actor in a musical next year. I'm going into exile. I'm sorry. I'm going to mention only two, but there are more. Skuman Smith as the neo-Nazi Franz Liebknecht had me crawling in the aisles. I mean, I have not laughed that much or that loud in a very long time. And I don't even have words to describe how much pleasure I derived from Skuman's performance. The set designer, Michael Mitchell's homing pigeons, and Skuman's character, Lipkin's relationship with them, I'm going to remember for a very long time, and I promise you, so will you. Philip Schnettler, who is stunning in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert and Kinky Boots, he gets to show off his acting chops as, among others, as a stormtrooper. And as he said to me afterwards, playing a man at last. Indeed, and what a handsome bloke he is. This year, Alan Committee has been nominated for his role as the Hunchback Richard III. Next year, I'm sure Alan and Richard White will be pitted against each other as best actor in a musical. In the meantime, we can savor them as the marvelous comic duo Bialystok and Bloom. Richard White is the full packet as a triple threat. What Alan Committee is has yet to be determined. He's a force of nature. Don't miss this show. I have to make up for lost time. I think I've seen To Be or Not to Be at least 250 times, literally. I wonder how many times I can see The Producers before it transfers to Joburg. I need to laugh, so I'm going to go again, I'm sure.
No doubt. It's on at the Theatre on the Bay until the 28th of March. That's Mel Brooks's hilarious musical comedy, The Producers, a record-breaking winner of 12 Tony Awards, starring, as Marina alluded to there, amongst others, Alan Committee, Terence Bridget, Earl Gregory, and a full knockout South African cast. Peter Turin, thank you very much for bringing us this wonderful, wonderful music.